Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 4th of February, and I'm recording at 10:22 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, interesting day here. We've seen a little bit calmer atmosphere develop in stock markets, at least on Wall Street, and also to a little bit of a lesser extent in Europe. But Asia, not so. That was clipped hard. Again, that was following Wall Street's big decline on Monday. But Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 4.18%. That's a big hit. Looks overextended, really quite oversold. And back much closer to the 200-day MA. Big hit in the Hang Seng Index, down 2.89%. Again, Australia's ASX 200, that's down 1.75%. Now, although Hong Kong was back trading as of today, that was a bit of a catch-up move with a big sell-off that's occurred. China has not yet opened. It may not open this week. I'm not sure on that, though. And Taiwan is still not open. But what I think is interesting, as far as China is concerned, of course, it's been a big serial underperformer, as we know, as they try to sort out some of their immediate problems before trying to push growth higher. China is probably less coupled to the USA than just about any other stock market of any important consequence. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in that when it reopens. I think there's value there. Okay. Now, what can we say about some of the other developments here today? Japan's sell-off, that makes me feel really that it's probably a good time to be looking at some buying opportunities. Now, let me try to put things in perspective here in terms of what I mean. The first point I would say is that I like the market a lot more today at these levels, all these stock markets that have come down quite sharply recently. I like them a lot more today than I did over a month ago. When they were right up on their highs, at least Wall Street was right up on its highs. As you know, some of the others, the Asian markets, had been coming down earlier on. But why do I like that? Because people will say, but hey, David, haven't the technical patterns deteriorated? Well, they have, in the sense that we've gone from overextended conditions on the upside to back to the 200-day MAs in a number of instances. For instance, Dow Jones Industrial Average is testing its 200-day MA. The S&P and I'm losing the name of one of it, but the S&P is right back to it's close. It's about 40 points above its 200-day MA. The NASDAQ index is still really quite overbought. That's why I had been concentrating on shorting it. Although that was, I really tightened up my short this morning, and that was stopped out at 34.50 here around midday or 2 o'clock, I think. But so the valuations have certainly improved. I don't think that the correction is actually over, although we are quite oversold here in the short term, so we may get a bit of a bounce here overall. Japan is more oversold, certainly, than Wall Street, in my opinion, and there isn't going to be any curbing of their own quantitative easing. So that's interesting. And I was looking today, earlier today, at the Atlantis Japan Growth Investment Trust. That's an old favorite of mine. It's still selling, I think, at a discount of at least 7.5% against its net asset value. Well-managed fund that I followed and owned from time to time over a good many years. I think any just sort of general Japanese fund, or you can pick, of course, among the individual shares. I think this is we're at a stage now in markets where one can nibble. I wouldn't go in with all guns because I think that when you get the moves to the downside, they frighten a lot of people who then become defensive. You get people putting on short positions. So all that high frequency trading money that was locked in there long on Wall Street, at any rate, has been in the process of reversing around to a short position overall. And markets are volatile, so you get an overreaction to the upside. It's not illogical to think that you're probably going to get an overreaction to the downside, and I think that will occur. But again, I emphasize the point that I think we're back in nibble territory. I was also fascinated to follow the changes going on at Microsoft. Talk about a serial underperformer in the computer. In the technology sector, rather, and one that appears to have missed so many opportunities in the high-flying social media area where they could have been a big player. They missed out in mobile. They were dismissive of the iPads and PCs for a long time. But that was Steve Ballmer, and he's gone. Well, he's on the board actually still because he owns about 4% of the shares. My guess is he probably won't be there around a whole long time. But the really interesting thing I felt was that a man named Satya Nadella, you've probably read about this if you're at all interested in Microsoft, but he's been appointed CEO. It's interesting. He's obviously. He was born in India, obviously hugely bright. He has been, I believe, running their cloud division, which has been one of the best performing sectors. He has a huge intellectual curiosity. He's an intellectual. I like what I see there. And Microsoft is selling at an historic PE of about 12.5 and an estimated PE of 13.42, and it yields 3.08. It's very much of an autonomy, in my opinion. Was it just going to gradually fall apart or be broken up? That has certainly been a possibility, but not now, I don't think. And again, a very, very interesting appointment there, or at least it certainly generated interest with me. And Microsoft is an important autonomy, and I think they've got some $83 billion, I heard, in cash reserves. So this is a potential recovery candidate if Satya Nadella gets it right over the next couple of years. This is a share that could so easily double. Okay. Now, what else has happened in other markets? Government bond yields with Wall Street. Well, I didn't tell you Wall Street did rally here today. It Dow closed up just under 0.5% at 15,445. The S&P up 0.75%, NASDAQ 100 up 0.86%. I hope the rally goes on for at least a few more days, although it may not in this. nervous environment overall, but I'm hoping it does because I'd like to reopen my head short positions at a somewhat higher level overall. Now, government bond yields, the 10-year U.S. 10-year JGB, that edged a little. Let's see. Little higher here today at 2.63%, and still though in that orderly overall downward trend. Certainly, if Wall Street rallies for a few more days, we'll see that yield edge higher, in my opinion. But it's really locked in a trading range, and I think it's going to stay there for at least the lengthy short term. What's the lengthy short term? At least another month or so. And we see precious metals. Well, gold a little bit easier in here, 2.53 or 12.53, and silver fraction firmer, 9.49. So not a lot going on there right now. The U.S. dollar fraction steadier overall. That's enabled sterling to move fraction higher, 1.6328. The euro, well, barely changed, fraction lower overall. So no big drama in the currencies. I noticed the Indian rupee was fraction lower as well, and the Sensex actually closed with a tiny gain, which is quite an achievement. Here today, that's the Indian Sensex, given the sell-off that we saw in Asia, in the rest of Asia here today. And in the other commodity markets, I think an interesting story. I've been talking about this sugar in some of these audios. Better late than ever, I bought some of that today. Coffee's also steady. I nibble a little bit of Robusta coffee in here. And in the industrial metals, well, mostly lower. The exception was tin, where Indonesia has been helping to hold the price up by reducing supply. Crude. The WTI 97.19, Brent unchanged 106.01. Grains and beans, they're a little bit, I hadn't noticed those earlier today. They're steadier in here today. I think some of these very depressed commodities are really quite interesting, and that would include those grains and beans. See, wheat's up 20 cents to 5.84. Corn up 6.441, soybeans up as well. They're all a little bit firmer in here, but where we have these big overextended positions, such as we've seen in sugar recently, and such as we saw in coffee back in November, and it's coffee still relatively cheap. We can expect some short covering and some long demand, and that CCI index, just to put that up so I get the closing level on it, was CCI was up to 521 here today. So I've been saying the longer this moves sideways here in this range, the more likely it is that we're seeing a base building process. So that support near the 500 level has held, and this is what a good move over the last 3 days to the upside. So, is the commodity bear phase ending? Overall, I still feel that the commodity super cycle is probably not over. I don't think we can go back and hit the highs anytime soon. I certainly hope not, at any rate. But are we going to see sideways to somewhat higher ranging? Don't bet against it. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.